The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So again, a really warm welcome. Warm welcome to everybody. It's nice to see you all. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about sometimes we might, and there's nothing wrong with us, I'm just kind of like highlighting like different ways in which we might approach our meditation practice. And sometimes we might approach it in a way in which we just want to be having a different experience. So we're going to meditate so that we can, create the conditions for something else to arise rather than what's going on right now. And certainly that can be helpful. It can help bring some nourishment, some ease, let our nervous system calm down, these types of things. But I also wanted to say, and maybe this goes without saying, but maybe it's implicit or it's kind of a natural way in which we are approaching this, but I'll just say this for something to highlight and for us to think about. And that is this idea of having a spirit of discovery. This spirit of discovery. So this idea of like, oh, what is there to learn here? What is there to see here? What is there? What's happening? Not so much with this idea that we have to accumulate knowledge, that we have to get something in particular, but maybe to highlight it, that it's an alternative to sometimes we might find ourselves falling into this trap of maybe the sense of, am I doing this right? I'm probably doing this wrong. Everybody else seems like they're doing it right. Or maybe we might have this idea, am I getting what I want? No, I want this particular experience that I had that other time. You know, of course, right, bring these attitudes here, but it can be really helpful to have this spirit of discovery. So that that allows things to unfold, allows things to follow the natural rhythm of, you know, arising and passing away. I think we all know this when we're doing loving kindness practice. Like, there's no guarantees that loving kindness is going to arise. There's no guarantees you're going to have any particular experience. We're just creating the conditions in which it makes it more likely. So the spirit of discovery, it's also maybe a counter to sometimes this, we call this sinking mind, where maybe there's a certain amount of quieting that happens, but then there's a way that there's a lack of brightness. There's just this dullness, this, like, everything's kind of quiet and you're in this cottony little fluffy place, which initially might feel like a relief, like, ah. But then what you discover is that the energy just continues to drain out of it. It's not enlivening. So maybe at first it feels like a relief, but then often it can feel, our motivation for practice, our motivation for anything, just kind of drains out of it. So the spirit of discovery, can we notice what's happening in the body, what's happening in the heart, what's happening in the mind? Not that we have to find anything in particular, it's more just this general approach. And of course, many of you have been coming here to happy hour so regularly, which is such a beautiful thing. But of course, you're noticing, oh yeah, today is a little bit different. Oh yeah, there seems to be this emphasis, this direction. Nikki and I are different teachers. We have different styles. You are a different person on different days. So, but just to maybe notice the mood or the attitude that we're bringing to our practice so that there can be this, I'm using this word spirit of discovery, but we could also just say curiosity. And when I hear this word curiosity, I kind of reminded of, how kids often have a certain delight. Oh, what is this? Running around, figuring things out. You don't necessarily have to run around, but just this like, oh, what is this? So maybe this last thing that I'll say about this, the spirit of discovery, part of it is as a counter to some other attitudes we might be bringing. Am I doing it right? I'm not having that experience I want, or I'm just going to sink into this dull, fluffy place to kind of insulate myself from everything else. But having this spirit of discovery kind of supports a sense of possibility. The sense of possibility. Right? It's onward leading. And dare I say, the possibility of having an open heart toward everyone. Of not being closed-hearted, being open-hearted. I'm using this kind of vague language, open and closed heart, so that you can find your way with it without my having to say specifically what it is. But we know what it is sometimes when we kind of closed our heart to others. So this possibility, the spirit of discovery supports the sense of possibility. And I'd like to say with loving kindness practice, this possibility of having an open heart towards everyone. Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's do some practice here. So, just finding our meditation posture, a posture that feels supported, with some uprightness. If not literally, then figuratively. But to allow the skeleton, the bones to be, have hold us up. And then maybe the non-skeleton, the fleshy bits, kind of like hang from the skeleton. So that we don't have to use musculature in a way that's uncomfortable, but in a way that expresses our intention of meditating. And we'll begin with a little bit of a spirit of discovery with the body. How does the body feel right now? Just in a general global sense. Maybe there's some tiredness. Maybe there's some energy, maybe some restlessness. Whatever it is, it's welcome, welcome. And then tuning into where the body is connected to the chair or cushion, whatever we're sitting on, feeling grounded, feeling supported. Be bringing awareness to any areas of the body that is asking for attention, any areas that are noteworthy, or maybe there's some areas of tightness, maybe in the neck, shoulders. Thank you. then to rest our attention on the sensations of breathing, feeling the expansion or contraction with the breath, in the chest or in the belly, maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. What is it like to have a spirit of discovery with the sensations of breathing? Bring in some curiosity. What does an in-breath feel like? What does an out-breath feel like? And then to begin our loving kindness practice. Bring into mind a being for whom it's easy to feel warm-heartedness, feel care, goodwill, love, respect. Choose any or all of those words. This could be somebody with whom you have an uncomplicated, lovely relationship with. It could be somebody that has touched you through their teachings, their writings, but maybe you don't have a relationship with them per se. Or maybe it's imaginary kittens, puppies, babies. Maybe it's an actual kitten, puppy, baby, or furry family member. Bringing the lovable being to mind. And connecting. Perhaps visualizing the lovable being. Can you connect to that sense of goodwill that you have for them? And we can say some phrases to cultivate, develop, support this loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And May you be sane. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Connecting with this lovable being. Maybe bring in some of our curiosity. What does it feel to connect? Without the sense that you have to figure it out, more of a sense of possibility, openness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness to a good friend. Somebody we have a relationship with and that we care about. Bringing this person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. sometimes it's helpful to feel into the body and see if there is any sense of openness or warmth, maybe in the heart, the chest. There might not be anything in particular, but if there is, to allow that to support you. Allow that to maybe be fuel for warm-heartedness, for goodwill, for metta, loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness even further to include ourselves. Sometimes we neglect ourselves, not always, sometimes. May I be saved. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Maybe a little bit of spirit of discovery. Does it feel different doing loving kindness for yourself without making it a problem or that you have to fix anything? Just noticing. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Extending our loving kindness again to include people we don't know. Perhaps somebody we see on occasion in the neighborhood, perhaps somebody on this Zoom call. Sometimes it's a little more difficult, but it can be really helpful to choose an individual as opposed to just generic people you don't know. We can bring some curiosity to this also. For somebody you don't know, what is it like to have goodwill for them? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. With somebody we don't know, it might take a little extra energy to stay connected. There's more people that we don't know than we do know. Can we practice having goodwill? Care, warmth, respect for people we don't know. May you be safe. May you be happy. may be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Then we'll do a little bit of equanimity practice. For this practice, bring into mind somebody that you care about and is a little bit bothersome sometimes, a little bit irksome. Not the most difficult person in your life, just somebody who sometimes is a little bit troubling. Bringing this person to mind, we have a different phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness. And I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. A little bit of this spirit of discovery. How does it feel? Do some of this equanimity practice. Loving kindness, wishing them happiness, and setting some boundaries. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of the spirit of discovery, a sense of possibility, including the possibility of having an open heart towards everyone. We didn't do practice loving kindness for all beings everywhere, but that's the direction we're going with this practice, right? So this, just this, as opposed to this kind of clamped down, constricted version. I know I only want this one particular experience, dang it. So, but instead to like, oh, okay, this is what's happening now. Can we bring that, kind of that attitude, that stance to our practice? So it can be helpful to talk about some of these ideas with others, to talk about either what is it like to have this spirit of discovery, this sense, this opening to the sense of possibility, this curiosity? Sometimes we often associate that with mindfulness practice, but I'm having that be, you know, not excluding that as part of a loving kindness practice, just highlighting it. Or you could talk about just how that meditation was for you in particular. So you could talk about this idea. What is it like to have this, maybe curiosity, we could say. And we'll go into groups for about 12 minutes. And it can be helpful to not say every idea that you have about this, but instead, I'm just balancing the rooms here a little bit. Number of people left. There we go. But to have this sense that there's a sense of possibility. I'm sorry. So the way to do the small groups is that to have one person maybe just say one thing, and then it goes to the next person, and then they say one thing, and then it goes to the next person. So in this way, it's not necessarily just a whole slew of monologues, but instead it's an opportunity to learn from each other and to kind of share some ideas. And if it's helpful, can say, let's go in the order of the last digit of your phone number. And here we go. So welcome back. Welcome back. Are there any comments or questions or something you'd like to share? Some of you are smiling. That's a good sign. Kim, yes.
Okay, I'm going to say it, Diana. I was in a group with Diana, Neil, and myself, and Diana said, I wonder if she chose us because we all have blue shirts on. them. They match. We'll put them together.
Oh, that's cute. I should do that, right? Like, okay, everybody has stuff. But you know this, right? That Zoom just does it for me, right? It does it automatically. But then I can see the number of people in each room. So then sometimes, you know, people leave. And then tonight I discovered like one person was in a room by themselves. So I had to take them out and put them in with somebody else or something like that. So I'm letting Zoom make all those decisions except for I need some rebalancing, but that's nice. I hadn't noticed the blue shirts. Abraham, you're wearing a blue shirt. Maybe you should have been in with them.
this is not blue. This is gray in the evening twilight. That's a special shade. That's a special shade. It's close to blue, light blue. I shared in our group that what was really important to me today about opening up was opening up to this group. I could really feel the desire to just be warm with the Sangha and how warm the Sangha was. And the group ended up being like that. It was just a really warm experience. And I just wanted to tell everybody here that I had enjoyed the warmth and I took a lot of it. So
nice. We all can use some warmth, right? We all can use some warmth. Nice. Yes, Barbara.
Yeah, also, I really enjoyed our breakout group, and we all shared, you know, challenges we're facing these days, and one of the participants said that, reminded us that the Buddha says that this will change, and if we're in a breakout group a few weeks from now, it may be different things.
Nice.
So, but again, it was very warm and very nice.
Great. I'm happy to hear that. Thank you. You know, when we were in person, we would do breakout groups. Except then we called them small group discussions. And but then in my role as a teacher, I could just kind of feel like, okay, is there a lot of laughter going along? Or I could see, are people smiling or are they frowning? You know, are people with their arms crossed? So I could get a sense, but now I have no idea what goes on, right? You guys just disappear off my screen. And so it's nice for me to be hearing this. Thank you.
You have to open to that.
Thank you, Abraham. And next time it might be different too, right? Yes.
I will tell you, Diana, that I was the one who said that that Barbara said the change would happen. So I wanted to tell you I'm learning something.
Oh, you're learning
something. 3 weeks will.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, see you.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yes, Jerry, do you have a quick comment here? Yes.
Yes, the warmth makes you be able to make, just face difficult challenges and make difficult decisions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It can be enormously supportive, right? Even just, it may not be a giant gesture, but just this feeling of warmth really can be nourishing and supportive in ways that perhaps we often don't appreciate. Thank you, Jerry. Okay, so we're 1 minute past the hour, so why don't we unmute and say goodnight, say goodbye. So thank you all, and bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.